Greek medicine in the Arab tradition. While the cultural vitality of the Western world was ebbing away with the decay of the Roman Empire, Arab culture was entering a long period of development and prosperity, the Islamic Golden Age, often reckoned as extending from the Caliphate of Harun al-Rashid, 786 to 809, until the fall of Baghdad to the Mongols in 1258. When the city's great libraries were destroyed. In this era, Arab medicine thrived. Practitioners were required to pass qualifying examinations, efficient hospitals were established, surgical techniques were refined, and the use of drugs in medicine was greatly improved. To say nothing about the original contributions made by the leading medieval Arab scholars, without the great centres of learning in Baghdad, Damascus, and other Islamic cities, many fundamentally important Greek medical writings would have perished forever. The vital role played by these scholars in the history of medicine is perhaps not fully appreciated nowadays, but it has not always been undervalued. In the Divine Comedy, Dante may have condemned Muhammad himself in exceptionally vicious terms to the eighth circle of hell, but Avicenna and Averroes appear in relative comfort in the first circle, i.e. limbo, along with such other virtuous pagans as the Greek doctors Hippocrates and Dioscorides. The list of medical writers known to Chaucer's Doctor of Physique in the Canterbury Tales includes almost as many Arabs as Greeks. Moreover, the standard textbooks used in Western medical schools until the 17th century were drawn from Arab models. Among the most notable contributors to medical knowledge in the Islamic Golden Age were Hunayn ibn Ishaq al-Ibadi, Hunayn, 809-873, who did more than any other scholar to make the tradition of Western medicine available by translating or organizing the translation of nearly the whole corpus of Greek medical texts into Syriac and Arabic. Muhammad ibn Zakaria Ratsis, 854-925, author of the 9-volume comprehensive book, an encyclopedic work that, in its Latin translation, gave him an unrivalled reputation as a medical authority for many centuries in the West. Ibn Sina, Avicenna, 980-1037, author of the 14-volume Canon of Medicine that was to be the fundamental textbook in both Islamic and Western medical schools for more than half a millennium. Ibn Rushd, Averroes, 1126-1198, perhaps the best known of all Arab scholars. He owes his fame predominantly to his philosophical studies. His most important medical work, The Generalities, was, as is the case with Ratzis and Avicenna, an encyclopedia.